Welcome to the Pneuma Church Podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
Thank you for joining us today. Thank you so much for spending Mother's Day here. And I know after this, you guys will have a great time with your family. So please, please, please spoil mums today. Spoil your families today. I want to speak to you guys on a message about love. Turn to the person next to you and say love.
Love.
Love. Because when I was thinking about mothers, all I think about is love. Mums carry so much love. Proverbs 31:28 says, her children call her blessed. Her children call her blessed. We love you, mums. We honor you, and we are grateful for all your sacrifices. Sacrifices. We just can't help but sacrifice for the ones we love. There are many things that we have endured, not just for the mothers, the parents, or if you're a daughter or a son, if you're a workmate, or you just as a person, you often have to sacrifice things because of what you love, of who you love. And as I mentioned before, some of them may not be seen. Some of them may be even misunderstood. But you know what? The Lord sees. The Lord understands. Know that he understands it well because he sacrificed a lot for the ones he loves. That is us, the whole world. Many don't see it. Many don't understand it. But for us today, here, who knows the truth, God gave the ultimate sacrifice because he loves us. We all know John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We see in the Gospels, Jesus' crucifixion, which was the ultimate display of love. Nothing can match that. Nothing can top that. Nothing can ever compare to that kind of love. But today I want to talk to you about a moment before Jesus' sacrifice. A moment where he was having dinner with his friends. A moment where someone gave Jesus the most extravagant display of love. And our passage today will be in John 12, verses 1 to 8. And many of us may be familiar with this story. It's such a beautiful story. And I'll read from ESV. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table. Mary, therefore, took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was about to betray him, said, why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? He said this not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. And having charge of the money bag, used to help himself to what was put into it. Jesus said, leave her alone so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me. And then just in Mark 13, verse 6, but Jesus said, just another version, but Jesus said, leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand, before my burial. And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed, in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her. Wow. I want to talk to you guys today about this message, and I'm titling it, The Oil of Love. And I pray this message will empower us to keep loving Jesus, although it is costly and sometimes you get judged for it. But let's take comfort in the truth that Jesus welcomes our worship, offered in spirit and in truth. And I'll just quickly pray for us before we start. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for bringing us here today, every single one of us here today. Lord, we thank you that you have given us your life, the ultimate sacrifice, so we can stand before you and be called worthy, be called righteous, for you have forgiven our sins. And Lord, in response to this extravagant love, I pray, Lord, that we'll just give you the worship that you deserve, the love that you deserve, the attention that you deserve, the devotion that you deserve. No matter what it costs, no matter what others may say, Lord, I pray that we are reminded to keep our eyes on you because you love us, Lord, and we are able to love because you first love us. We love you in this place, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's quickly talk about this scenario. This was almost a week before the Passover. Jesus was in Bethany having dinner with some of his friends. And we see here Lazarus, Mary, Martha, and his disciples. The account of Matthew, when we read the Gospel of Matthew, says they were in the house of Simon the leper. We don't know exactly whose home he was in, but we can be sure that in John 11, Lazarus was dead. But here, he was alive and having dinner with Jesus. Come on. I think that's incredible. Your friend who was dead, probably days later, a week later, you're having dinner with that friend. That is an incredible, amazing miracle. And it's just think about that. Someone who was sick, someone who was dead, suddenly is having dinner. And the difference is Jesus. Jesus was right there. The answer was Jesus. So if you guys today feel like, you know, I don't know what my week would look like next week, invite Jesus into that situation. Just expect and just think about what God can do next week as you give him your situation now, no matter how bad it will look like. Imagine what Jesus can do. So when they were here, they were having dinner. They were likely celebrating and thanking Jesus for this extraordinary miracle. And then we have Martha, who just loves to host and serve people. We love our Marthas. We are so grateful for those who open their homes to share a meal together. Who here loves to host people? Yes, Janie. Yes, we need more of Janes. Open your homes so we can share a meal together. You know, just a month ago, we had dinner for Levi's birthday. We hosted Levi's family and I cooked a meal and I was very nervous because my family, Levi's family, they're really good cooks. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I will pass. My mother-in-law was there. But praise Jesus, they loved my food. No one got sick. They wanted more. So guys, church, it is so good to serve people. It's so good to just bless them. And thank you to our teams at Pneuma West. Our gatherings would be impossible without our wonderful volunteers. Come on, let's just honor our volunteers. Thank you. Thank you. So that's Martha. She just loves to serve. We see her hosting the families, hosting Jesus and the disciples. And then Mary comes in. We see Mary. We know Mary who has always sat at Jesus' feet to listen to his teachings. And there was a moment when Lazarus died. She was also at Jesus' feet weeping for the death of her brother. But here we are. We see her here. In this moment, just offering just the most extravagant gift. We just know that the siblings, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, they have a deep, deep relationship with Jesus. And we see in the following verses that she would take this expensive fragrant oil or perfume And according to the Bible, it's 1 year's worth of earnings. Imagine that, your yearly earnings in this bottle of perfume or oil. And Mary used it to anoint Jesus' feet. Matthew and Mark in the gospel said she also anointed his head. She probably did both. But one thing is for sure, the house was filled with its fragrance. Another incredible thing that she did was use her hair to wipe Jesus' feet. This was countercultural. Women were not permitted to show their hair in public, let alone use it to wipe someone's feet. But Mary did it to express her intense personal devotion to Christ. This is what when I was studying this passage. And then we shift the attention to Judas, who practically said, "What a waste. There could have been a better use for this perfume." I mean, fair enough, a year's wage. On the surface, it did look like a waste. But the crazy thing is, we knew what Judas had in his heart. Jesus knew the content of their hearts, of Judas and Mary. He sees our intention. Mary was all about sacrifice, while Judas was always looking for something to gain. As we see in the Bible, he was a thief. He was in charge of the money, but he was really using it for himself. Jesus knew all of that, by the way. And it's crazy that he kept hanging out with Judas and even had dinner at the Passover and still called him friend the moment of that betrayal. That's just how much Jesus loves. And yeah, so he just wanted something to gain. But Jesus responded, "Leave her alone. She knows what she's doing." Now in verse 8, we see that Jesus said, "For the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have with me." Don't get Jesus' words wrong. It doesn't mean that Jesus didn't care for the poor or the needy. Far from so. In this very context, though, and scenario, the priority is Jesus. In this very story, he was about to endure the cross and make eternity our reality. And Mary, who keeps choosing Jesus, gets it. When Jesus was in the room, all our cares, needs, problems, and agenda fade. We just fall at the feet of Jesus in worship. Mary can't help but pour out the love, her love, the oil of love on Jesus' feet. You know, when we come to worship Jesus, when we're having our prayer time, often we say, like, whether it's the start of the day or at night, like, "Lord, that was a hectic day. Lord, I have so much going on." Sometimes, and even when I'm at work at lunch, I'm like, "I'm so excited to tell God about what my day is like. I just want to pray for these people. They're so difficult." Or pray for my heart, I should say. But the moment I get in my car, I was ready to vent to the Lord. I just feel the Holy Spirit. I'm like, "God, I'm sorry. I'm so sinful. I'm sorry for the way I responded today." And then I just end up worshiping, and then all the cares and worries of my day just falls away. And I'm filled again with joy. I'm filled with humility. I am ashamed of my pride, but God gives me his humility so that I can love and I can be more understanding and caring of those around me, especially because they don't know Jesus. You know, and it's hard. It's hard. Following Jesus is hard. But Jesus said in his word, he will never leave us or forsake us. And we have the Holy Spirit helping us. Let's thank the Holy Spirit that he is our helper. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. So in this story, just going back to our passage, you know, there are three things that we can learn from Mary and her oil of love. And the first one is, the oil of love is costly. The perfume that she poured on Jesus' feet is so expensive. According to the Bible, it's, like I said before, it's a year's earning. John 12:3, Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Our worship will cost us. Our offering to God is not and cannot be our leftover or second best. Our offering is the most valuable. We have seen it in the Old Testament when Abraham was asked to sacrifice Isaac, or when the law was given to Moses and for the Passover, the lamb has to be perfect or without blemish. There's also a command in Exodus 23 that the best of the first fruits of your harvest shall be given to the Lord. So, in other words, give your best to the Lord because it is costly. Your best is not just like your 5 minutes here and there, but it is your most precious time. That could look like your early mornings. That could look like a time to just do chores, but you decide, no, I'm going to put that aside and I'm going to spend time with the Lord. What does our offering look like? What is your oil of love, church? To some of us, it could be a physical gift. Maybe it's something that the Lord has placed in your heart that you've been meaning to give, but you're just not sure because you know how valuable it is. Or it could be your time, as I mentioned earlier. Maybe God has been asking you or some of us to go for prayer walks early in the morning. Or maybe it's your time on a Wednesday to join that life group or spend lunch or dinner with that person. It could be your talents and skills. Maybe you feel the Holy Spirit nudging you to offer your talent for God's glory. Or it could be to forgive that person who hurt you, to visit a family who you've not seen in a while. Could be to love that difficult person at work. Yes, Lord. It could be to choose excellence for your studies. It could look like so many things, church. And we know in our heart what we need to give to the Lord. Who here knows what that is? Who here knows what I'm talking about? And we know that God deserves it because it's so hard to give, you know. I know sometimes with our finances, we can get really tricky, but every time I get paid, I always put my tithes first. I give my tithes first before all the bills come out. Even when we have an emergency, I'm like, oh, it's so hard. I don't know what this week will look like, but I got to give what belongs to the Lord. And that is the best. And that is my tithes and my offering. And also at the start of the year, Levi and I would pray together and ask the Lord for his plans for the year. And we did that in January. And then the Lord kindly told us to fast. And this was a very costly sacrifice. You know how fasting can be very difficult. Speaking of, we have fasting coming up. So let's all get ready spiritually, mentally, physically. Let's get ready. Now, the Lord asked us to fast in February. And not just in the middle of February, but the whole of February. But we know, Levi and I, we were planning a birthday celebration for myself. And I'm like, really? Can we wait a week? Can we wait the next month? But we knew that it was from the Lord. So we're like, all right, we will do it because you deserve it. And we did. We knew we had to do it. Because we knew that God was going to speak to us and we wanted to hear from the Lord. And let me tell you, the Lord spoke and the Lord spoke loudly and clearly to us. And we are so grateful that we sacrificed that time. Although it was hard, although it was costly, we delayed my celebration. That was fine. But the most important was we obeyed the Lord and we experienced Him like never before. We received so many revelations in that time, and we're just so grateful for the Lord's kindness. You know, Mary gave the best, the most expensive thing that she had, and she gave it willingly because she loves Jesus deeply. Church, I have a question for us today. How much do we love Jesus? Is He worth the gift, that sacrifice, that offering? Jesus doesn't demand it, though. He doesn't need to. Because He knows He deserves it and we know He deserves it. Just see though, see what God can do with that offering. You know, when Mary poured out that perfume, the whole room was filled with its fragrance. Just imagine what the Lord can do with that gift that you are about to give him, that offering, that sacrifice. Just be like, Lord, I'm going to give it to you. It's going to cost me, but I'm excited to see what you will do with this gift. And number two, the oil of love does not make sense. John 12, 4 and 5, Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples who was about to betray him, said, why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? Or in Mark 14, 4, there were some who said to themselves indignantly, why was the ointment wasted like that? You know, this Friday that I just went, my boys had their annual Mother's Day store and they asked me for $15 each. And I said, why $15? Why are you spending that much? In all honesty, I'm happy with just a card, colored, and it's got words and loving words. I'm happy with that. I don't need gifts. I don't need it. But Elijah, my dear Elijah, in his wise and witty way, asked me, Mom, do you want to have $50 with no gift or give us $15 and then you get three gifts? I'm like, fair enough. And Noah just said, but I just want to buy you three things, okay? Three things. I'm like, why three things? And then they told me that the maximum gift a student can get is three. So they want to give me all that they can get. And my boys in that moment showed me the love that Mary had for Jesus. It's like, that was Mary's heart. Mary, out of her love and appreciation and devotion to Jesus, gave him that expensive perfume no matter the cost. My boys, although it was our money, really spent and really thought about the gift because they want to show me how much they love me and appreciate me. And I'm like, and they actually gave it to me this morning. And I'm like, boys, thank you. It was very sweet. And it's just that kind of devotion that Mary had. Didn't matter the cost. She just wanted to show Jesus how much she loves him. But the problem was, there were people in the room who didn't understand that. Why was the ointment wasted like that? Some of us may feel like that was a waste. But Jesus saw Mary's heart. Jesus knew Mary's heart. And Jesus was actually about to reveal something extraordinary about this offering. Why did you give that money to the church? They scam you. Why do you pray so much? Nothing even happens. Why do you believe for miracles? That was just in the Bible. Why do you bother praying when nothing has changed? Why do you keep coming and attending church when your life is a mess? Why did you forgive that person? Why do you quit your cushy job to volunteer and have nothing? Church, let me remind you that you will never waste anything on Jesus. Nothing is ever wasted on Jesus. Your time, your offering, your love, your sacrifice, that is all precious in the eyes of Jesus. People will say that is silly. People will judge you for it. Why do you sing like that? Why do you dance like that? Why do you pray like that? Why do you act like that? They won't understand it, but you understand it. And you know that Jesus sees it. And that's all that matters to you. You know, one time at work, I told the girls, hey, guys, in the future, I see myself traveling and doing missions and just sharing the gospel. And one of the girls, I thought she understood what I meant, but she said, oh, Vanya's going to leave us to join a cult. What? Where did that come from? What? And I'm like, what? And then it actually got me thinking. I'm like, Lord, I felt so sad because I was explaining to them my story, my heart about my love for God and the people and his church, but they didn't get it. And, you know, that's the reality. People who don't have a revelation of Jesus will criticize the heart of Jesus. And we can't use that against them because they don't know, but we do. And our responsibility is to love on them, help them understand, and let the Holy Spirit do his thing. Yeah. You know, just keep loving them and loving them. We saw in the Gospels when the Pharisees kept criticizing Jesus for then spending time with people, with the sinners or the tax collectors, healing the sick, forgiving sins, performing signs and wonders. They did that with the apostles as well. Here in our text, we saw Judas, who was one of the disciples, criticize Mary for her extravagant display of devotion. There will be people who won't understand what you're doing for God, but know that God is on your side, and the best bit is He will tell them to leave you alone. Mark 13:6, Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me." Imagine that, just hearing the Lord say, "You have done a beautiful thing to me." Church, whatever you give to the Lord, whatever service you have for the Lord, just know that it is a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. Mary didn't have to defend herself. Jesus stood up for her. Don't fight the battles that are not yours. Let God fight for you. Do that ridiculous thing for God. When was the last time that you have done something crazy for Jesus? Go dance and wave the flags in honor of King Jesus. Sure. Pray like you've never prayed before. Give generously. Love unconditionally. Evangelize with boldness. Look, I'm not asking us to quit our jobs and go to the remote parts of Asia to do missions. Maybe to some of us it is. But what I'm asking for us, church, is to worship God freely. Free from the fear of man, fear of just the judgment and the opinions of others, free from all the cares, because your eyes are on your Savior, because He loves you so much and you want to respond with love. What we need to understand is Mary did something extraordinary that day. Not only did she give Jesus the most expensive thing, she also wiped Jesus' feet with her hair. First of all, the washing of feet is a servant's job. And second of all, when you reveal your hair in that kind of setting, they would think that you are promiscuous. She has put her life, her title, and honor on the line for Jesus. What I love most is that Jesus not only defended her, He received her worship. And you know what? He declared this, and it's so powerful. Mark 14:9 says, "And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." And that is exactly what we're doing today. When the Lord says He will do something about it, He will do something about it. When He prophesies something, just know that it will come to pass. When Jesus says this, just know that He will do it. This extravagant act is a powerful example of humility, devotion, and love for her Messiah. What is that extravagant love that you were once afraid, or maybe you still are afraid to show or give to the Lord? Ask the Holy Spirit to help you, to give you the courage and boldness and humility to offer it Him today. And lastly, as I close, if I could invite the band. All this Mary did, the giving, the sacrifice, all of this is dedicated to Jesus alone. The oil of love, our sacrifice, is dedicated to Jesus alone. It's not for us to gain anything, but it's us to show Jesus how much we love Him. John 12:7-8, Jesus said, "Leave her alone so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you will always have with you, but you do not always have me." Now in this time, Jesus was getting ready to go on the cross. He was about to leave earth and die the most horrific death. And we must remember that Mary has sat at Jesus' feet to listen to His teachings. And we saw in Luke, Jesus said, she has chosen the good portion. She has seen Jesus perform signs and wonders. And now here we are, a week before the Passover, moments before Jesus was about to die. No one knew what was about to happen, but Mary knew in her love, just had to do this. She doesn't fully grasp the meaning, the meaning of this act, but Jesus did. The anointed one, the Messiah, is anointed. The Messiah is being prepared for his death. And later on, Mary will come to realize the full extent of her action once Jesus goes on the cross. You know, it's like, why is the Lord asking us to do something? It doesn't make sense. I mean, it costs us. But later on, the beauty is God reveals the truth to us. Later on, we realize it makes sense. Oh, I know why I went through that. Like, why am I suffering now? Months later, years later, you look back and say, oh, I get it. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to go through that. Thank you, Lord, for taking me away from that place because you knew I wasn't meant to be there. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me into this relationship because you had a plan. Thank you that although I went through the most horrific things, I am here today because you have a good plan. In this moment, Mary just wanted to express her love and devotion to Jesus. Didn't matter the cost, didn't matter the opinion of others. Her eyes and heart were on Jesus. She prioritized Jesus. Jesus said, she had done a beautiful thing to me. What is that oil of love that you have been meaning to offer God? Let's be like Mary, who humbly showed her love and dedication to Jesus, no matter the cost, no matter the opinion of others. It's all for Jesus. And you know, in 2 Samuel 24, David said, I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord, my God, that cost me nothing. What is that oil of love? What is that offering? What is that sacrifice that you want to give, but you're scared to give? Let's have a moment to pray and seek Him and just allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us and empower us as me and the team play this worship song over us. Let's all stand and sing and just ask the Lord for wisdom. Because I know the Lord is speaking to many of us here, and many of us maybe are withholding things because of fear or because we don't know if this is worth it, but just know that nothing is wasted on Jesus. Let's worship together.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Now, we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death, and a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that He, Jesus, demonstrated His love for us, that while we were still sinners, He died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that He gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in Him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with Him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in Him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that He is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that You are the Son of God. I thank You that You love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow You. I receive the free gift of eternal life, and I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after you. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.